Well, my Acher Heshit, what does it mean to say that if the Psal happened after Hafshata, then the skin is Mutta? So I'll tell you like this, what the Mishnah means is that Kaidim Shemir will Heshit, or if Acher Shemir will Heshit, whether before it was fit to make a skinning, which means that the Psal happened before Zrika, or if Acher Shemir will Heshit means that it still happened after Zrika, as the Shal Zrika, the Bosa was strong. So therefore the Zrika was matter both of the Bosa Bachilam and the skin, and then it still happened to the Bosa. And then we say, still the skin is mutter. So according to this, if it first happened still after the Zrika, even though the skin is still attached to the Bosa, still, since there was a Zrika, there was matter both of them, even the later still happened to the Bosa, but the skin would still be mutter to the Kohanim. That's the way Rava learns that both Mishnahs go according to a blessed of Shimon. If there was a psul before Zrika, then the Zrika would not be mata the skin. Now the Gemara says, my Rebbe, or my blessed of Shimon, where is this Ikka Machlekes between Rebbe and the blessed of Shimon? Titani would learn like this. Rebbe Yaina Rebbe says, Hadam Miratza Alo'or Bifnei Atzmai, that the Zrika Saddam helped to the amount of the skin by itself. Because even though the Bosa was already possible, the Zrika would not be amount of the Bosa, but still the Zrika could be amount of the skin. Ukishu'im ha-Bosa, let's say the skin is still with the meat, narrowed by soul, then it happened to soul to the Korbin, Bain Kredim Zrika, Bain Liyach Zrika, Harayuki Yitzabai, that if the soul happened, even after Zrika, Rebbe holds that if a psul happened to the bosa and the skin is still attached to it, so the psul applies to the skin also. So it has to burn the skin even though there was a zrika already. In other words, if it's skinned already, the skin is by itself and ekonami. Then according to Rebbe, the zrika always helps. But if it was not skinned yet and then it became posul, so the psul applies to the skin also. Rebbe Lezeb of Shimon Eimer that Ein Hadam Meratza Alo'or Bifnei Atzmai, that no, the Zrika Saddam never helps on the skin by itself. And therefore, Kishu Ima Boso, Melod by Psul, Kherdin Zrika, Hare Kiyotzeboy. So this will still happen to the Boso before Zrika, and it's attached to the skin, and the Hanami, the same soul applies to the skin, that the Zrika would not help. Acha Zrika, let's say after you made a Zrika, then it still happened to the Boso, so then the Blessed of Shimon holds, Hurtza Bosa Shuachas, that once there was a heter at one time, in other words, the Shah Zrika, the Bosa was Hutal, became Mutta because of the Zrika, even though later became Sul, so the din is Yavshitanu, skin the animal, take the skin off the Bosa, the Yoru Lakanim, and the skin could go to the Kanim. So it's a two way machlekes between the Blazer of Shimon and Rebbe. If the Zrika helps if it was skinned before the Sul, and who are then, if you skin it after the psul, after Zrika, does the skin remain mutter or not? The Gemara says now, Lema, let's say, did the Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua Kemiflegi, maybe the Machlekes of Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi is told the Machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. The Pasuk says like this, a Pasuk in Devarim, that you should bring a korban oila. What do you bring? You bring the bosa, you have to burn the meat, and the dam, you have to have zrikas adam. So it's like this. Rabbi Yeshua says, in ein dam, ein bosa. Let's say there's no dam. Let's say it still happened to the zrika. For echanami, you can't burn the bosa. The zrikas adam is what's not to the bosa to be burnt. But the same thing the opposite way. In main bosa, let's say something happened to the bosa. Let's say the bosa became tamei, or the bosa had a psul yaitzi on it. So ain dam, then there's no mitzvah to make a zrikas adam. The only time there's a mitzvah to make a zrikas adam is there will be bosa to burn. Rabbi Eliezer on the blessed says no. Dam afopi shein bosa. Even though the bosa became possible already, still if there's nothing wrong with the dam, there's a mitzvah to make the Zrika Saddam. You can make the Zrika even though there's no burning of the Bosa. Shinema, because the Pasuk says like this, V'edam zevochecho yishofech. You should spill the dam of your korban. V'edam zevochecho yishofech. Mashma, that there's a mitzvah to make as rik as a dam, even though you have no basar. In Cain and so, Matam loim, according to Rabbi Eliezer, what does the Pasuk say? V'yosisa oilosecho ha-basar v'yadam. Mashma, by korban early, you're supposed to do both always. He has to have basar and dam. So he says, Lemuel, come to teach us and tell us, Ma dam d'zriko, just like the mitzvah of d'zriko, of dam, is d'zriko, meaning you stay a little bit away from the mizbeach, and you have to split it towards the mizbeach by throwing it. So he holds half a boss of d'zriko. Who are them? When you put meat on the mizbeach, it has to be through a d'zriko. Like you have to throw the meat onto the mizbeach. What's the chiddush? Or Lamarata comes to teach us Sherevach Yesh and then Kevus on Mizbeach. There's a little space between the plank going up to the Mizbeach where it ends and the Mizbeach itself. That over the Azir, you have to like throw the meat onto the Mizbeach. That's the Chiddush of Anoshecha Hadam Yabosa. That the Bosa has the same din of Zrika, you have to like throw it onto the Mizbeach like the dam. But not to say if there's no Bosa around that you cannot make the Zrika. No, we have less old from Dam's Bochecha Yishofech, you can make a Zrika and add your Kapora from the Korban, even though there be no meat to be burnt on the Mizbeach. The Lord says like this, L'chura Leima, let's say, Mandi Yom Hurtza, the one that says yes, the Zrika helps. So, for Rabbi Eliezer, he holds like Rabbi Eliezer, in other words, Rabbi, that says the Zrika Chadam helps for the skin alone, he'll hold like Rabbi Eliezer. That you can have a zrika to dam by itself, even without any basa. So pshitla chur a zrika should help on the skin also. Oman di yom lehutza. It's the blessed of Shimon. It says no, the zrika does not help for the all alone. Shreb Yeshua, holds up Shreb Yeshua, that the zrika to dam only helps if there's basa. But if there's no basa, then the zrika does not help. So what says like this? Ali b'di Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer, shita, that he holds, yes, he can have his Rika to dam without any Bosom, Kuliyam Le Prigi. So I'll tell you, everybody would agree that Avada, this Rika to dam would help to be matter the skin by itself. With according to Reb Lezer, you don't need Bosom, even though there's no Bosom to be Hutal with this Rika, so this Rika helps. So if she to them, this Rika would help for that skin. Keep Prigi, I'll tell you, where is the Machlekes between Rebbe and Reb Lezer of Shimon? That Ali with Rabbi Yeshua, they both argue according to Rabbi Yeshua Shita, and it's like this: Man di Yom Lehurta, the blessed Rabbi Shimon that says, if you don't have a basa, this Rika does not help for the skin. For Rabbi Yeshua and Chama, that Shita, as Rabbi Yeshua says, but the prophet says, V'yafisa olosecha habasa v'yadam, that this Rika v'yadam is only good if there's basa. If there's no basa, just skin, this Rika does not help. But a man the Yamahutsa, according to Rebbe Shita, that yes, the Greek helps, I'll tell you, Amaloch, Rebbe would say like this, At Khan until now, Lekom Rebbe Yeshua Hossam, Yeshua did not say over there that the Greek does not help, and the Babosa, the Lekom said to Lekahanim. So Rashi explains, but At Khan Lekom Rebbe Yeshua, when does the Yeshua say not to make the Greek? You name Bosa, if there's no Bosa that he says, ain't done. That's only linyan, la'alais korban the bailam l'chayva. Is the bailam yet to the chayva not? So lekat said to the kanam do not lose out anything. And therefore the Torah says, ha'bosa v'yadam. So therefore, since the kanam do not lose out anything, here we say do not make the zrika sadam. Enech nami, the bailam will not be yet to the chayv, but we do not make the zrika. Avul or, the Gemara says, yikab said to l'kanim, ha'asud v'adishua maida. That Rabbi Yos, according to Yeshua, if there's a case where skin is involved, so we do not want the Kohanim to lose out, therefore there would be a din to make the Zrika Saddam. The word says, neither the heavy Abiyavid, it won't be worse than Aloha Abiyavid if it was done. It's not done like this. Nitma HaBosa. Let's say if you made the Shechita, then the Bosa became Tamei. By Nisal, it also pulled out into the Bosa. I see you have to Koyim, and also went outside the base of English. So what do we do now? Rabbi Eliezer, Reina, Yizlak. The Rebbe says, yes, he could make the Zrikas Adam, and the Zrikas Adam helps. He had Yeshua in the Yizrik. Yeshua says now, the Chathila, since the Bosel is Tosel, there's a Psul on the Bosel, it's Yeti Yatame, he should not make a Zrika. But still, the Major of Yeshua, Yeshua agrees though, she in Zora Kurtzel, that the Diablis, the train went and made the Zrikas Adam, even though there's no Bosel around, still the Mice of the Zrik helps. She still likes the Diablis, the Zrik is good even according to Yeshua. Therefore, Rebbe holds that when there's a question of skin involved, and you want the Zrika to help to demount the skin to the Kohanim, that's considered like a B'di'evid. We do not want the Kohanim to lose out, therefore you should make a Zrika. So the kitz of the Machlekes, Rebbe, the Blood of the Shimon, is all according to Rebbe Yeshua. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rebbe Chanina says in the Mishnah, that the Chanina son of Kohanim says that he never saw them burn the skin by itself. For at the Gemara of Eloi, is it true, you never saw them, have a poem on his rosin, the serum on his rosin, by a chatisatanim, that there is a locho, you burn the skin by itself, you have to skin the animal, and you burn it by itself. The Gemara says, le mitzvah for loy kamin is enechanami, there is a mitzvah to burn the skin. That we're not talking about. Here, Rav Chanina says, I never saw where the boss that became possible that they should burn the skin also. But the mitzvah for enechanami, that's the mitzvah, the poem of the sofim, to burn the skin. Someone says still, Hare Kredim Hefshit, for Kredim Zrika, that in case where a psul happened to the korban before they skinned the animal, or before Zrika, that then the loch is, you have to burn the meat with the skin on it. So how do we do burn the skin? So my answer is, Cholos Karminim. The Chanina says, I never saw an animal that they skin the animal. The skin by itself you should burn. So the Gemara I will eko achar hefshit the kaidim zrika. You have the case of if they skin the animal first and they did not make the zrika for dam yet, that according to the blessed of Shimon the Yomar, ein adam ratzal obes miyatzmoi, you could have a case like this, that before zrika they skinned the animal and there was a psul on the boso. So in this case the zrika does not help to be mounted the skin. Tenechnan, you'll have to burn the skin also. Tomorrow says, Rabbi Chanina to Rabbi Shirulei. I'll tell you, Rabbi Chanina, the Mishnah holds like Rabbi Shito, that a Zrika helps for the skin by itself. Therefore, he says, he never saw skin to be burnt by itself. The boy from another territory says, Filu took Makreb Lezer Rabbi Shimon, even if you want to say Rabbi Chanina holds like Reb Lezer Rabbi Shimon, that the Zrika does not help for the skin by itself, but Maida Rabbi, Rebbe agrees she'ein hefshit kredim zrika, as he said before, that usual, normally talking, they do not skin the animal before the zrika. So therefore, usually b'shas zrika is still with the skin together, and therefore chalap sul on the boso, rather than he agrees you'll have to burn the skin. He's only saying skin by itself it does not burn. So the Gemara of Huika, you have a case of an insect trefo of Neymayim, as you said before. Let's say after they skin the animal, then they find out that the animal was a trefo. So the boso, like it's puffle, but still the skin, the chura, it's a silent, you should have to burn it then, not huta. So when it says, Kisavri Yod, an insect trefo of Neymayim, Marats, in a Kanami, in such a case like this, that if really Bishaz Rika, we thought the carbon was kosher. Because later when they skin it, they find out that there really is a trefum. So still, the Greek in this case, he would agree, helps for the skin. In this case, the skin would be kosher. Since the Shav Rika, it was not Nika, the Psul, so the Greek is Murata. And Dekanan, I'll bring you proof also. The Tani, it says, on the Rabbi Kiva, the Kiva says in the Mishnah, that Midvorov, from Rabbi Chanina's words, Lamad, we learn out, if somebody skins a b'chor, then it's a trefa. Again, we said a b'chor like this man is there. There was a bar mum, and you're allowed to shecht it. And after the shechita comes out, we found it was a trefa. She used to akana b'yorai. The lochri is the kanin, he's allowed to have a gnaw from the skin. So shema nino, you see clearly that when you first find out the psul after the zrika, and a chanami, then the skin is mutter. So the Gemara of Yisrael, the Elamai Kamash from the Mekiva, is so what does the kiva come to be? Because then, if that's Shandam Chanino, what's the kiva's chiddush? So Mar says, what comes from the chiddush of the kiva, as we just said, that our people big bulim, even though this was done outside the Beis Hamikdash, meaning not only by Kovrin, where you have the Tzrikas Adam, but even by a Bechor Baal Mum, that you're allowed to shift it outside the Beis Hamikdash. Later, if after the Shechita, we found out the animal was a treifah, still the skin is mutter. Since the Shal Shechita, we did not nicker, was not nicker any true, and the Chanami, the skin, when you skin it, it remains mutter. Now, Omer Rabbi Chia Barabba, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Halocha Krebi Akiva, the Takapaskala Krebi Akiva, so if you skin the Bechor, and then you find that it was a trace of its kasha. The look is like that. But you know, the Yafra of the Kiva of the Kiva, La Yomi was not Matur, and like a Shatiru Mumcha. Only again, we're a Mum, a Bachor Mum, we're a Mumcha, Koyin Mumcha, first, Mumcha. He's somebody that's a Boki, and Hilchas Mumin checked it out, and said, yes, it's about Mum, then you had a right to check it. V'lo Yatira Mumcha, but if a mumcha was not matar the mumma the b'chor, then you have no right to shecht it. Then there's no hetam. Then you cannot use the skin of this b'chor. So if it's not cold, you had a right to make the shechita then. But since now it's nikur, it's a treifa, and there's no hetam on the skin. The Yilchus Gemara says that what's halacha to do for chachamim? For the meister would not pass to the kiva, but rather pass to chachamim. That ain't Lareen Uraya, and we Yotzla Beis Asreif and Echonami, that the Maitre is you do have to burn the skin. That since of still happened, since now it's Nikka, that the Psul Trefa was here before Hefshit, that's also considered a Psul before Hefshit, and therefore the skin is Nisraf. You cannot use this skin, you have to burn the skin. There's a case where you have this Baal Mum, Bechor, and you shechted it. And then later when you skinned it, you found out that the B'nai Mayin was a treifa. So Maisa, since the treifa was here before, when it was still Sholem, then Echonami, the din is, the skin has to be burnt. Now the Mishnah says, Torah Hanisrofim, the special Chatois HaPnim, the din is supposed to burn all the Bosor, who are din HaFusirim Hanisrofim, the goats are supposed to be burnt. So Bizman Shein Yisrofim Kimitzrofim. If everything was done kosher, you're doing the kimitzvosan, the halacha is nisrofim the Beis Hadeshim, that where do you burn the bosor of the chatas hapanim? You burn it outside, chutz from the gimel machnois, and a special Beis Hadeshim, we'll see in the Gemara. Or mitamim begodim, whoever burns it, the whoever's Isaac in it, they become tamei, and even their clothing becomes tamei. But the yimeinim nisrofim kimitzvosan, let's say, a psul happened to the meat, there's no din to burn it, kimitzvosan, the right way. Then the srafim of Mesabira, then the din is supposed to burn it in the Yazor itself, in the Harabayas itself. And then the Einim, the Tamim, the Godim, the Kahanim that are Isaac in burning it, they do not become Tameh.